So your conversation about food stamps this week pushed us to think hard about the calendar, economically speaking, about the days of the month when checks and benefits come in and the days when things just end up being pretty tight. Roughly three quarters of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck or benefit check to benefit check with little or no emergency savings. That's according to a survey released this year by Bankrate.com. So we're asking about the days of the month that are better or worse for your budget, the rhythm to the checks that come in and out of your account. How does it work for you? Shane in Attleboro, Massachusetts, tells us his schedule affects his meal schedule.
I get paid every other Friday, so sometimes during the second week, I only eat one meal a day. I'm 6'1", 145 pounds, so that makes things a little difficult.
Takeaway listener Katrina Paschal works in the healthcare administration in Rockford, Illinois. Katrina reached out to us with some thoughts earlier this week on her food stamp budget and ended up giving us a sense of her check-to-check calendar. Katrina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
So how challenging is it for you first week of the month, middle weeks of the month? Are you more of an end of the month kind of person?
I'd say that the end of the month is the one thing that I look forward to. I do have a little bit left over as long as I follow my budget. But, the first 3 weeks is just as far as my existence goes.
And Katrina, who are you responsible for? Who has to basically abide by this rhythm?
Well, right now I'm a 26-year-old female. I don't have any dependents. So I ended up moving in with my grandparents earlier this year. So I'm more like had become some of their dependent. But I helped my grandparents out with food and, you know, they've been so great with allowing me to stay there. So, but other than that, I mean, I only get paid about a little over $1,000 in a month's time.
And to Katrina, your grandparents are on their own sort of check-to-check schedule if they're on Social Security or relying on retirement, right?
That's correct. They are relying on Social Security benefits, Medicaid, and definitely some compensation from when they had worked from before.
And what's their month like? Are they top of the monthers or bottom of the monthers?
You know, they're actually they're pretty happy to be alive, and they do eat once, maybe twice a day. They don't go out, and you know, they don't talk about it. They've stopped talking about it quite a long time ago because it's hard.
And how do you divide up your month to be able to make it through?
Well, I have like I have what's called an A-B budget, and you know, of course, the A is the A check, and I just try to find out what is going to be taken out of, you know, which check, and I just abide by it down to a few dollars at the end of each check. Like right now, I only have, you know, $26 until Friday.
And check A and check B just refer to your two main sources of income. I mean, you don't have to tell me where they come from, but that's literally how you categorize things.
That's right. I mean, I try to plan for savings, but usually it goes to something that I should have done last year, like get new tires or an oil change or something.
So you need new tires.
I did get new tires last year, but it had been like 8 years since I had gotten them. So
your grandparents are not going to like that, Katrina.
No, I know. And they helped me a lot. You know, I ended up getting, I had some more work done on my car that I couldn't afford, and they helped me out with that this past summer. So hopefully, you know, you just pray to God that things just don't happen.
Well, three quarters of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Katrina, thanks so much for reaching out.
No, thank you so much for listening to us.
Katrina Paschal works in healthcare administration in Rockford, Illinois. And other voices living paycheck to paycheck.
This is Better Akbar from South Miami. The middle of the month is the best because I get paid every 2 weeks and I don't have to worry about, you know, the barrage of bills that come in at the beginning of the next month. Most wiggle room is around, you know, the 13th to the 17th for a young professional like myself.
Where's your wiggle room? We'd love to hear your story of how you manage a check-to-check existence. Whatever fixed income you're on, you can be, you know, in retirement or on food stamps. We'd love to hear the story. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.